Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMorrow, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
I think we should remind the good, beautiful folks that on April 27th on twitch.tv/geeklyinc, we'll be doing our 10th Geekly Inc. Tabletop Charity Day stream.
Woo.
24 hours, baby girl.
A decade of charity stream.
Oh my God.
Wow. Over $100,000 raised for various charitable organizations over the past 10 years.
Various right-wing charities.
No, the opposite
right
of that.
Part.
10 straight years for the NRA.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Moms for Liberty. What other bad ones are out there?
Millions of moms.
A group of Garys that go around just knocking over handicapped signs.
No!
They need their money and they need their... They keep getting arrested for drunk driving. Let them out! Let them out! They got stuff to do.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be driving drunk.
Yeah, exactly. They're driving drunk.
Keep them on the streets. They're doing it so we don't have to. We're joking.
We're just kidding.
But we love to do the charity stream. April 27th, 4 p.m. to April 28th, 4 p.m. Got wonderful guests. Always have a great time. We, of course, shall be doing a spot as well.
Woo.
During it. So Come on by. And you can win glorious prizes.
Woo.
Donated from very fine folks from around the world.
This box behind me is a box of prizes.
Whoa. Shut the fuck up. You should steal it.
Yeah.
Game Crimes is doing a slot this year.
Oh, fuck yes.
What?
Right after ours.
Nice.
I hate that.
Are you guys going to play D&D too?
We're going to play some fucked up fighting games on the internet.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's not just board games. You know, it's video games sometimes. And I'm going to play Magic the Gathering at 4 a.m.
Whoa. Oh, is it you really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's your favorite thing to do.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing what David cooks up for us, where I get to be a player, so it's always fun for me.
I feel like the charity stream with David as DM is always very fun, and I always look forward to it.
Yeah, every year.
I love it.
All right, well, gang, it's been a while since we've all been here together at the same time.
Yeah.
But we're here.
I was just thinking, I was like, now all of 4/5 of the podcast is sterile, so look at us.
Well,
Jennifer's not sterile.
I'm not. Wait, no, Michael is.
We always forget that Michael is.
Michael does not have a vasectomy
still.
And I always have to remind you how incredibly fertile and virile I am.
He is uncut.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget. I always think Michael has been. Wow.
I also think that too, and I don't know why.
Okay, Jennifer and Michael are stallions amongst our gelding group.
Yeah.
No, I've only had sex twice because every time I have sex, it turns into a baby. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's too powerful.
That's the Catholic in you.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, Nika, you get to join the cool guys club right now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I cut my balls off.
We shoot blanks.
Yeah.
We put ice down there sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Because it hurts. It hurts every day.
That's how my mom found out I had a vasectomy, because she came to visit right after it happened, and I was walking around with a bag of peas in my pants.
I actually tried, but the doctor was like, it's too beautiful. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
No. He started cutting through, and he's like, it won't cut. You can't get through this vein.
There was an earthquake in New York. Welcome, greetings, adventurers. There's an eclipse coming up. We give you all the latest news.
April 5th.
Yeah, April 5th, 2024. There were two earthquakes. The eclipse is happening on Monday. And Tim,
what's
you just
happening?
Made about a comment that scared me, and we didn't go into that.
Yeah.
I'm just, guys, I'm just worried that the rapture's gonna happen, okay? Yeah. Like, I've been making fun of fair. God, like, a lot.
Yeah, that's fair.
For, like, several years. Well, so I think I'm gonna be pretty high up the list of people to get zapped.
No way,
if
bro.
If this happens. Like, zapped in a bad way. Not zapped up to heaven.
The path of totality of the eclipse is going over 8 cities called Nineveh.
Isn't that the talk of the town on Twitter? On
yeah,
TikTok?
It's not true.
Oh.
But it is true. No, it's like 3.
Of course not.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
So you brought back the big crystal, and it's going to keep these stone giants safe because it plays all night long.
Uh-huh.
To the dinosaurs, it's like a terrible, terrible white noise machine.
It's like ska.
What happened? Where is your friend? We wanted to thank her.
Oh, she should just be right over. Oh, God damn it!
She's already gone again?
Let's not worry about it.
I guess she's done this before, right? I guess she's wondered.
You don't have to be cagey about whether or not you've been married. I just said I hadn't been married because I'm a cool guy.
I've been married 23 times, okay?
Holy fuck! Are you?
Oh my!
I put all of my energy into wards. That was actually, that's partially the reason why my last 15 marriages didn't work out.
Okay.
It was just too many wards.
Hey, don't change the subject from Celine pounding her meat.
Long rest.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys all snuggle up and go to bed.
Yeah, I'm like, I just said, hope you are good. We are heading back to the carnival, caravan, circus. You know what I mean. This is Chuck, by the way.
Oh, my God. Thank you for sending me this message. I really don't want you to be worried. Because
my current wife, allegedly, she thinks I spent a little too much time in the mines. And I got sick of being nagged about, oh, you're in the mines too much. Get out of the mines. Come home. So I start going out at night and I'm doing vigilante stuff.
Uh-huh.
Just so I don't have to hear about the mines anymore.
Yeah.
To get away from your bitch wife.
Yeah, maybe you did it when you were younger and went to your first bitch wife.
Now she thinks I'm on a work trip, which, to be fair, I was.
Where you see the caravan up ahead.
Oh, there it is.
And your little furry guy is still with you, too.
Hey, where'd you guys go? Why do I have to wear this beak? Ooh, who is that little guy? Hey, little guy. Your name's Harry Elefante? Tell me more. Oh, yeah, you don't like that name? Oh, well. Guess that's what you gotta do.
You got back to the circus, and the caravan gang, it's pulling out of town. And what do you know? Who's wandering up? It's Rourke.
What does she look like? Does she look like disheveled or like totally normal or like...
That's up to Rourke.
Stick in her hair.
That's what I'm wondering if there's... That's literally exactly what I was picturing in my mind where like sticks in her hair.
She has vegetable shavings all over her. And she's like, I'm so sorry, guys. I just like really had this good idea about making a diorama of Mineford. Made with like potato peelings and carrot peelings and...
Uh-huh.
It took like 13 hours.
Wait, that's what you've been doing?
Yeah.
So you like sprinted ahead of us?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw this like stack of vegetables and I thought I need to peel those right now.
Hey, I get it. I think a lot of us get a bug in our bonnet about peeling vegetables. I think we can all agree we've all been there before.
Yeah.
Muse strikes. Who are we not to
listen? Exactly. Who are we? But glad you're okay, because I was not going to go try to save you again. No thanks.
Oh, I don't believe that, Chuck. You'd still go save her.
You got to let
him
out.
You're a big softy.
You got to let him out of the damn nest sometimes.
And what would you do if I didn't run away? You would be so bored.
What? No, I hate when you run away. It's so stressful.
I'm keeping your heart young.
We had to kill over 100 dinosaurs in order to get you back. We didn't kill most of them. They killed themselves. But it was our fault, kind of.
If I wanted this kind of hassle, I'd go back to my fucking wife.
Nice.
My wives.
Oh, yeah. Screech has 22 ex-wives.
What?
Oh, correct. 22 exes, yes.
How?
I don't know. We couldn't really figure it out, but he does. Yeah.
Hmm. Huh.
It's Screech, actually, now that we're, like, talking about this again...
Oh, God.
She sounds like your ex-wife, am I right?
Jesus.
Well, I'm just... just curious because, you know, you've got all these wards and, like, do you have any, like, real kids out there? Any blood children?
Yeah.
Just wards.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple of real kids, but then I just take them in as a ward. If you become, once you become a ward, you denounce your blood status.
Oh, my God.
Are you a bad guy?
I'm a vigilante. How could I be a bad guy?
Oh, my God. That's okay, that's fair. I'm sorry.
Morally gray at best, or at worst.
I'm the hero. They make comic books about me. I'm from Brooklyn all of a sudden.
There's an earthquake over here.
Hey.
Butt-upping.
Hey, Poison Ivy, give me a fucking bodega sandwich.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, hello, I see you're back. It's me, Barnabas Rumbletoes. I'm, of course, as you remember, what do you call it?
The seneschal of the circus.
The ringmaster of this here circus, yes.
You're a real tightwad.
And do you know what? Did you know that when you pay people, they do the things that you ask them to?
Yeah.
And they seem to want to hurt me less.
Yes.
So your advice is working, is what you're saying.
Honestly, it's been an improvement.
See, people can change. That's so good to hear. Honestly, Rumbletoes, that's so good to hear.
And well, I'm sure we'll be able to make up money otherwise. Plus, we can set up a shop and then they'll use their money.
Oh no, here we go.
That we give them. Anyway, I'm working on some ideas. But we are packing up.
We gotta stop inventing company script on this podcast. We gotta quit doing that.
We are getting ready to head out. So if you need to make any final arrangements before we go, we should be leaving at around probably midday. That's when we like to leave.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
And the whole crew's going, the whole circus, everyone.
Yes, on to the next town.
That's right.
Oh, on the open road, it's going to be very romantic.
Are you nervous at all for the Battle of the Circuses?
Well, that's still a little bit off.
I mean, you probably should get practicing.
Well, we can hone our skills in the next town. Brook Willow's next.
Brook Willow.
Oh, it's a great little town. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you could take some constructive criticism real quick.
Uh-huh.
You just learning that paying people is a good result. I'm just saying maybe you should start planning for the circus meetup is all I'm saying, right? Like, it might be a while from now, but you should plan for it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't really follow, but I appreciate whatever you're doing here.
Okay, whatever.
But yes, yeah, so but this, let me, sorry, Brook Willow. Oh, mwah. Oh, I love it. It's great. It's a quiet little town. There's a history. You guys like history, right?
I love history.
There's just it sprung up around a little farmer's market. All the farmers in the area come there, and it's a great place to get supplies for really cheap, and the people all have lots of money. And
okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm liking what I'm hearing.
All right. I'm hearing what you're saying. That whips.
It's great. It's great. There's even, you know, some richer folk there. And so, I don't know. I'm excited. It's great. It's a great.
You're like you got a new lease on life. You're paying people good, and you're going to see how much better it's going to be when you get to this new town. You're gonna have a great time. I'm really looking forward to seeing how you thrive.
I thought we were on the verge of total destruction before you came around.
It's because you were making no good choices.
Yeah, before you implemented our advice, your circus would, let's be real, probably would have fallen apart now.
Yeah.
I feel like it was less your advice and more me. We kind of came up with the idea together, but
it was a collaboration, of course. Of course, of course.
Yes.
Of course. And we'll continue to collaborate.
Yeah.
As we go down this road together.
That sounds good to me. So many issues were solved, and I really appreciate all you've helped. The stable master, though, he was having some issues with your griffin.
Uh-huh.
He said he won't eat the griffin food.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, yeah, he's got a very sensitive little tummy, so we probably have to get him special griffin.
He is celiac.
Well, Draven's a bit of a taskmaster, so you should probably get... Oh, Have you met the stable master? He's a.
I feel like we kind of did, right? With the lollipops stuck on stuff, or did that guy die? It was a hectic night.
Yeah, maybe it's time for a reintroduction now.
Yeah.
You know, we're back.
Yeah, I think you would remember Draven Bloodfang if you.
Oh, I don't think we've met.
We fought a 80-foot robot that night, so I need you to lower your expectations a little bit.
My apologies. Anyway, he's a bit of a stickler, and so you should really get your griffin to eat his griffin food. Otherwise, Draven's going to be mad, and no one wants Draven to be mad.
Did he try wrapping it in cheese?
That's not the sort of thing. The reputation that Draven has.
He doesn't need to feed our griffin, okay?
Yeah, he's not really our little guy, and we, you know, we know what he likes to eat.
Yeah, he can feed our elephant, mastodon, mammoth.
Ooh, what's this?
Yeah, this is Harry Elefante, I think. Yeah, not a great name, is it, huh? Pretty bad.
Harry looks angry.
The elephant does? Even the elephant hates his name?
Yeah, remember? Jermichael talked to him. He's like, oh, you don't like it?
Well, I get if you want to change your name, you can change your name, but you're going to have to learn to tell us what you want to be called.
Wow. Well, we'll give you a paintbrush and you can mark it down, but...
He says he wants his name to be Piss.
What is Piss? Harry's a good place to start because you're just a hairy little guy.
Well, your worth is already raising in my eyes. Look at this crazy menagerie you're gathering. He could be another part of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
You're all going to participate, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
In the show?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I'm gonna be in the back smoking cigarettes.
Right?
Aren't you the king of the jugglers now?
Yeah, I'm a behind the scenes. I'm the behind the scenes guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, make sure the jugglers are good and then smoking like a lot of cigarettes.
Right, great. That brings in the good carny vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like that.
Because if you go to the, if you go to the circus and there's not a haze of smoke,
yeah.
Like, what is this? Amateur hour?
Are you even at the circus?
Yeah. Like, there needs to be haze of smoke, cigarette butts all over the ground.
Yeah. I'll help set up, tell my jugglers, minions, what to do. Probably something along the lines of juggle good, be funny, be silly, be good. And then after that, I'm going to stand back and smoke.
That sounds great. We could probably have admission for that.
Wait, to look at me smoke?
People could watch you smoke, yes.
Look at this big smoking man.
Stop staring at me. Stop staring at me.
And then he starts to poke you. Stop. Like poke your belly, poke your butt.
You can hit him.
His nude butt, maybe. That would really bring up the sales.
That's my papa.
Okay. Away with you, you freak.
Oh.
Maybe that could be the after show, the after dark.
Yeah, I'll set up a damn kissing booth.
Okay, well, chop chop. 2 hours till we leave. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, my God.
Wasn't Reinford already your kissing booth?
Yeah, I'm Joneson. It's been so long. I guess we better see how Jermichael's doing. We talked to him 7 minutes ago, but we need to make sure he's happy.
Yeah, what's the stable master's name again? Like Fang Tooth
Draco
something?
Bloodhands.
Wyvern? I don't know.
Bloodfang.
Bloodworm.
Bloodfang? Yes. Raven Bloodfang. Raven? Draken? Draken?
Draco Malfoy.
This is so fun.
Harry Severus Snape Squidward. Draven Bloodfang.
Yeah, Draven Bloodfang.
Oh.
Well, it sounds like he's kind of a tight ass, so we probably need to tell him to, like, cool it with trying to give, you know who, Griffin.
Well, it also seems like they are really into their job, so we need to make sure that we don't, come in too strong.
I have a pretty good idea of how to handle
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah. Let's go over there. We're walking.
We're walking together.
You're going to talk to Jermichael?
Yes.
Jermichael and Draven, yes.
Yes.
Okay. You get to the animal pen, and in there is Jermichael.
Jermichael, been so long. It's only been 10 minutes. What's up?
Hey!
Was that real? That sounded so real.
Hey, guys, it was real. That was a real burp.
Oh, you're getting your tummy's upset from the griffin food.
Yeah. Oh. Are they trying to make you eat the griffin? What is griffin?
Yeah, they're trying to make me eat griffin food. It's so gross.
Now, what is it? What is it?
Is it just oats?
Or is it just like a dead rat or bunny or something?
Yeah, what is griffin food?
It's like, they like trying to feed me ferrets.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I don't like them none.
You don't like ferrets, bud? Okay.
No.
What do you like? I forget. This has come up.
Yeah, what do you eat, actually?
It's wine, right?
I like beer.
Yep. Yep.
Do you eat any solid food?
Wine is good.
Well, oats and wheat is basically just organic beer.
Did you say wheat?
Okay. Stop it, son. You're only like 80 years old. You're too young to do
that
stuff.
Y'all got any whippets?
I'll try to do some dragon whippets.
He just does like all drugs, but they're food to him.
Well, he jacks off food to procreate. Yeah. And I think it has been set up that he only drinks beer. Or booze.
Wine.
And wine.
Yeah.
He loves wine.
In my mind, like, instead of like needing to sleep, he's like, I gotta play video games. That's how I restore my energy.
Yeah, the way that like elves meditate for 4 hours, he's like, yeah, I just fucking get on Fortnite.
He was Grand Theft Auto.
Smoke a cigarette. I'm good, baby. That's good. Well,
if you could get this guy off my dick, he's out of control. I'm scared. He's out of control.
Yeah, we're going to try to fix this, all right?
Yeah, is he like a real...
Draven Bloodfang.
I know, right? It's crazy.
Oh my God, whose name's your kid that?
I know. I mean, their last name probably was... It's Bloodfang, so they started that way.
What do you mean?
They didn't name him Draven Bloodfang. His parents were the Bloodfangs.
Huh?
So Draven's not that crazy. It's a sick name. I'll say that.
Yeah, because, Michael, most creatures out there are, like, named something by their parents.
Not creatures. Wolves don't got no last name. That dead ferret don't got no last name.
Well, I was trying to let Jermichael feel involved.
Jermichael's people.
He's not a people. He's special little guy. You're my special little guy. And we named you, which I know is a little unusual, I think. Did you have a name before you met us?
I don't think so.
So you have a special situation, but most people just like your last name is just like what you're born with. Not everyone's as lucky to get to be named something beautiful like Jermichael.
Uh-huh.
I think usually people... Like, eventually, they'll call me, like, Doomwing.
Okay.
Huh.
Or Terrormouth.
Oh.
Yep.
Those are very scary names. Do you...
Yeah.
How do you feel about it when people say that to you?
Well, they haven't said it to you yet, so, you know, the future's not written.
That's right. Can't forget that.
I mean, Jermichael, if you want to have a last name, you can pick your last name.
And it could be something nice.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I figured Draven Bloodfang did.
Okay. I get it. That makes more sense to me. Yeah. Like, Deathwing is a very scary name because his name wasn't Deathwing to begin with. So, yeah, that makes sense. All right. Let's talk to this Draven Bloodfang and see what the damn situation is. See if we can get our damn...
Yeah, is he like around...
Dog a damn beer.
A dragon dog.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Draven Bloodfang comes out. He's wearing a button-down shirt and tie and some slacks.
Very buttoned up for the stable master.
Are you the owner of this, Griffin?
We don't like to say owner, but yeah.
Yeah, this is our little guy. And, you know, he's got a very, he's got a delicate tummy.
He's celiac.
I've heard he's been having some issues here because he's, you know, he's not like the other griffins. He's pretty different.
He has celiac, but for ferrets.
He is Griffins need ferrets. And.
Well, yeah, you're 99 out of 100 times you're right.
I think that maybe. When raising this griffin, maybe you've been a little lax with him.
Oh, no. Well, we've been taking care of him all this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have a better idea. And, you know, we don't want to trouble you. We
He's a special guy.
We don't want to trouble you with his special dietary needs. So we can just take care of eating Jermichael. Like, we can just do that. We've got it under control.
I think that you should leave this to the experts.
Uh-huh.
I think you've done enough damage.
Well, he seems... he told us he doesn't like the food here.
First of all, he's overweight. I don't know how that's possible based on the fact that he won't eat anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he has a very tender tummy and it's swollen because you keep insisting on feeding him things that he's intolerant to.
Also, why would you comment on his weight? That's so rude.
He's right here.
This is a griffin. You can't just treat them like your prized pet. Okay, you should train them rigorously and they should be hard and muscly and not like this.
I normally agree with you, but like you shouldn't give dogs people food.
Thank you.
Tim in real life is like shaky because he's like,
Michael got me. Fuck. All right.
This is one of my top things.
Sorry, Jermichael, you got to eat ferrets now. You obviously know more than we do about griffins, but this griffin we found, and he was cursed by a damn druid. Okay, this damn druid.
In a world where magic is illegal, I don't think so.
I know.
No one would ever commit crimes.
Yeah, Screech is right.
Hey, are you being sarcastic with me, Minister?
No!
I don't like you.
No, there was a rogue druid in a colony of Myconids, and they cursed him.
Hmm.
He was from the Underdark,
and we have reported them to the authorities. So don't worry, they will be taken care of. But unfortunately, Jermichael did fall victim to their wicked deeds, and now he has a special diet that we know intimately.
Yeah, he just drinks alcohol.
It's different for him. Instead of needing like protein and things like that, fats and carbs and healthy things.
I don't want to be a dick, but. You know your job way better than any of us. I'm not trying to be rude. But I do want you to look at him.
Mm-hmm.
Does he look like any griffin you've ever seen?
Would it be possible whenever Chuck says look at him, can I cast silent image so it looks like he's eating the griffin food?
Sure.
Okay. I think I just do it.
Okay, you do it. Do you want to roll a deception?
Okay.
For fun, but with advantage.
Rolling's fun.
It is. Well, both my rolls were very bad, but I got a 15.
It's a passable illusion. He's like,
look at that.
Well, this is a good sign, I suppose. His feathers are falling off, though, and his beak looks like it hasn't been brushed in ages. So I just...
But focus more on his scales and things like that. Right? Like, focus on that part.
Look how shiny and hard they are.
And they're gorgeous.
He shouldn't have scales.
Yeah, look how good...
It's a hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, honestly, we did adopt him. So we're thinking that maybe he's not full griffin, and therefore that is why he requires so...
Not full griffin!
Yeah, I think he might have some worm in him. You want some? We got that worm in him, baby girl.
Well, I don't... If this isn't a breed that's recognized by the Monsters Federation of whatever... American Federation... I don't know. It's an abomination, then. Should be destroyed, shouldn't it?
You're an abomination.
I feel... feel like you're talking pretty rashly for a man who is training griffins at the circus. I wasn't aware that this was a fancy, you know, a kennel here. I was unaware of that. And if our beautiful boy offends you, then maybe we should take him away from here. And we'll take care of him ourselves.
This is what we offered, but, you know.
I'm sorry, I'm just some mere traveling stable master, but...
No need to cry.
If you want to take care of your own griffin, that's fine.
No, you're doing a great job. As the king of the jugglers, I say that I respect what you're doing so much. And you know that we're here to help out.
King of the jugglers?
Well, he was elected. He was the last king or president of the jugglers.
I didn't want to be. They should, but either anyone else should be. It's just that I was there. I'm tallest.
What happened to Rick?
I think he got exploded by a robot.
I think he was killed.
Yeah, the artificers. Yeah, it was very tragic. I think they ripped him in half or something like that.
Well, if you're king of the jugglers, then you outrank me.
And you were there. We helped save all the animals by pulling off the lollipops and stuff. Where were you during the lollipop Armageddon?
Yeah, when the horrid little children were sticking lollipops to all the beasts.
I was off duty.
Okay. I see.
Not my job.
Wow, so your job only falls within the constraints of what a working time is?
Wow.
And you're not willing?
I live a organized life.
That's fair. You should have boundaries. And it's clear that we're breaking some, and I'm sorry, but I want to figure out how to work together with you, because I think together we can make sweet magic. And I give him a little wink.
Oh, well, let's not get too magical. That's illegal.
Anyways, you've been a good sport. Stop giving him ferrets.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. This shit's easy.
Just lie. You just lie and lie and lie until you find the one they're finally like, okay, I'm not going to push on it anymore.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Just confuse them.
So the caravan gets underway.
Hell yeah.
How are you positioning yourselves? How are you situating yourselves as the caravan is trundling along?
Yeah, like, question, are we riding somewhere or like walking? Like,
I think you have your own little car.
Okay.
That's right.
That you can chill in.
That's right.
But you also have your, I think some of you have spider steeds and one of you is a donkey.
Yep.
I will ride Grieg.
I don't remember who has what.
I have a spider.
I'll give you a guess.
Chuck has a donkey, and everyone else has a spider.
All right.
I mean, I feel like I kind of want to ride that spider, like, just for fun. Because otherwise, where are the spiders going to be?
They need enrichment.
Yeah, they need exactly. They miss us.
Me and the donkey will sit on the side of the car, like the boxcar children, is what I assume. And I'm feeding him all the dead ferrets he can want.
Like,
oh, this little guy loves these things. That's crazy.
I don't.
He's chomping them down.
Chomping them down. That's wild. Hell yeah! Look at him.
He's throwing them back.
Damn, that boy can eat.
What if the donkey starts like getting really big? Like he just keeps growing.
Yeah.
Like now that like we discover, like, oh, actually, this donkey, when you feed it ferrets, it gets huge.
That's why you're not supposed to feed donkeys ferrets after 8 a.m.
Yeah, at nighttime.
I think you have to put, like, blinders or something on the spiders if you're riding them during the day. Because they don't like it. It's too bright.
I put sunglasses.
Yeah, sunglasses are fine.
What about a big hat?
Yeah, big hat.
With a very wide brim.
A big shady hat is fine. Sunglasses are fine.
I'm going to put, like, a bonnet on so it still works, like, the blinders on the side. So it's got, like, a little ribbon tied around it.
And keeps them modest, too.
Yeah, exactly. Don't show off your slut head.
You guys are going to ride along on your mounts, then?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so, at least for a while, like, while we're getting going, you know? Because, yeah, I don't want these spiders to get stir crazy. They need to be exercised.
I want to ride out to the side, almost too far, but not quite too far. Just to be a little wily.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if there's anything exciting to report back on or if there's anything cool to investigate.
Yeah.
I will do that.
You want to do an investigation or a perception?
I rolled a 1. So.
All right. Yeah, you...
Oh my god, I was trying to roll a d12.
You should roll 2 d12s.
Yeah, Michael can't stop you.
He can't stop you.
I can.
A d12 and a d8. Oh my god.
Yeah, you don't see jack shit. But you're... It's a spring day, and like, who even knows what time of year it is anymore?
Yeah.
Who knows how many days have passed? You kind of like, you know, when you were underground, it's like time had no meaning. But now you're back.
I'm getting wistful. Can I want to have my spider run real fast, and I put my spider window down,
uh-huh.
and I put my hand out the spider window, and I like do the little dolphin, and I have a real like music video moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just riding. I'm vibing.
We're just riding on our spiders.
So how do they get windows?
Yeah, I don't know if they have windows, but you know,
it's just a spider. It's like the cobweb, but I take the cobwebs down.
Oh, you sit in a little cocoon thingy?
Yes.
She's a bard. She's very, you know, she's trained in mime.
Yeah.
Mm. She's creative.
I do silent image to make a window so that I can roll it down. And then I cast the spell 5 more times so you can see it rolling down.
Can I be serious right now?
Yes.
You're literally breaking my immersion so hard. There's not cars. There's not cars.
That's the line.
It's like, think of like a carriage. What are those ones that they call?
A palanquin.
Yes, thank you. On top of it, but it's made of cobwebs. And then I clear a cobweb out and that's the window.
I want to see like, you in between two spiders like a damn Sebulba Potteries.
That would be so cool.
Michael, can I do that? Can I have two slightly smaller spiders?
Ooh,
no.
Why?
There's a limited number of spiders. I don't want to be the bad guy here, but I can't just make another spider out of no thing.
It is the world has to make sense.
I'll gladly donate my spider to the cause.
Yes.
Yeah, then that's fine. You can have Bachman.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much, Screech.
Absolutely.
You can ride Sebulba style with me if you want.
Hey, watch it. He's a married man.
Sebulba?
Sebulba does fuck, by the way, all right?
Who's to say it can't be number 24?
No, he's a very... I love you, Screech, but come on. You know people don't want to be married to you. Come on, look at you.
24 people... 23 people wanted to be... You can see how I lose track.
Yeah.
23 people wanted to be married to me.
That's fair. You're right. I apologize, but... Come on.
That's more than most people.
That's true. I'm at 0, so you got me there. You're so defensive of how many wives you've had. You need to calm down.
You sound crazy sensitive. Right now.
You should be defensive of how little wives you've had.
Now Chuck's sad. He's like, damn, you got my ass.
They just all died. Anyone I love dies, Screech. Are you happy? Are you fucking happy now?
I feel like you're going to upset your donkey by this screaming.
Yeah, I put my hands over her ears.
So Tessa the Toss is sort of one of the head jugglers.
Ah, okay, a juggler.
I know what that is.
She comes out. Oi, Chuck.
Oh, that's me. What's up?
What's your orders for us?
What do you normally do en route between towns?
We juggle.
That's not sure what I expected.
And we like to fight with the clowns.
All right, no more. Don't do that anymore. Unless it's like really important to keep you strong. But don't fight with the clowns. I think you and the clowns need to incorporate your acts. That's my damn opinion.
Wow.
Tonight when we make camp, I want to have a meeting between the jugglers and the clowns.
Oh, you sure about that, boss?
Why? I respect your opinion. Why should I avoid it?
They're a bunch of wankers.
Oh, here we go. See what I have to deal with. That's fair. I get that. Okay, let's wait a little bit longer. There's still enough bad blood. You guys literally murdered a lot of your friends.
Can I bring something up?
Sure.
As a juggler, I'm sure that you appreciate...
You're a juggler?
No. I'm talking about you. I can never... I don't have that skill.
There are 3 balls coming right at you.
I assume they just hit Celine.
Do you want to roll a sleight of... Do you want to roll a sleight of hand?
Yeah, you know, yeah, sure. Shit, why not?
I mean, if you use a little bit of mage hand, would that be easier?
But aren't I supposed to like not? Because they keep talking about you're not supposed to do magic, so I'm like, shit. These guys can't just do that now. Oh, actually, pretty good. That's a 17.
Hell yeah!
That I rolled.
You are able to return the balls in a stylish fashion. You juggle them back.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oi.
Okay, you're not gonna believe this, but
what's your name then?
I've never done this before.
Wow, Celine.
You got a juggler name?
A juggler name?
Yeah, what's your juggler name?
My name is Celine, but I'd never juggled to this moment, so
you're natural.
I
don't be modest.
What kind of names do jugglers have? I mean, I know that you're Tessa the Toss.
Right, because I like to toss them off. The balls.
Ugh. Okay. Let's work on that.
What?
We'll work on that.
I don't have a juggler name.
Celine sores, like the balls.
Ew.
I don't know.
It's not like I've got sores on my body.
Yeah, that's fair. That's why we're, you know, it's a draft, okay?
Tessa, do you have a suggestion for a juggler name?
How about
Spry? Celine the Spry?
Celine, something about a sphere?
Aficionado.
Sphere.
How about the Velvet Vortex?
Oh, I like that. You know, I honestly, can I be honest? I thought I was going to hate whatever you were going to say, but I love Velvet Vortex. That's a great name.
It's pretty cool being a juggler.
Yeah.
Have to write this out.
The jugglers are the best.
No, oh, sorry. I was in the middle of saying something before I found out I could juggle. but, you know, as a juggler, you appreciate earning coin. And I think that you know, clowns, well, they're clowns. And we understand that. But if you could combine the power of the juggler and the clown, mm-hmm. I think that you'll make more money.
All of their strengths, none of their weaknesses. For?
Exactly.
Right, like if we were like throwing knives at them.
Mm.
Yeah, and they were like honking, like and being scared, and you know, like, oh no, the knives were coming at us, and people were laughing. Uh-huh. Like, I think people would like that a lot.
But don't hurt them.
Oh, we gotta hurt them a little bit.
No, you don't.
We gotta make it look real.
All right, let me introduce something called kayfabe, baby girl. All right.
Oh, no, he wants the clowns to blade. It'll be okay. Yeah.
We're not doing this hard way, okay? When the marks get in here, they're gonna believe it. They're gonna say, when you hit them hard?
Buzzer Muffin the hard way. Oh, stiff. Like, they're working stiff.
Yeah, we want you to work stiff, but not too stiff.
You're using wrestling terms, homie.
Yes?
Yeah, this is your fault.
The wrestling your terms fault. Are from the carnival.
They literally Checkmate. Are actually from the carnival, so it kind of makes sense.
All right, well, I forget. What was I going to do?
Nothing.
You got orders?
Oh, just practice and don't fight. Yeah, practice juggling. Yeah. Don't fight the clowns.
Well, we were gonna suggest a meeting of the clowns, but maybe it's a little bit too touchy just yet.
Yeah.
But maybe try to talk to your fellow jugglers and get them used to the idea of working with the clowns. Because remember, the bottom line here is money, money, money. We want to make money.
Show me the money.
All right.
And I'm going to just keep juggling now.
Should you go with the jugglers and practice?
Maybe. Is this going to be my new passion?
It's your calling. Juggling.
Come with me, Velvet
Vortex.
Okay, Velvet Vortex. This is going to be, I know I'm a juggler, but this is going to be obviously Celine's like wrestling persona. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have like a whole outfit on.
Hell yeah.
Just know.
That's happening. That's coming.
Velvet Vortex. Velvet Vortex is a really good name, honestly.
So we know what I'm going to do. We know what Celine's going to do. How about Rourke and Screech? What are you guys going to do?
I'm going to see if there's anybody around here to marry.
You got to get rid of the one you got.
You should marry someone.
Unless you want to be a bigamist.
People love to go to weddings. So what if like you got married in the middle of the act every town? You can marry one audience member.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, people love weddings.
That'd be so fun.
That's true. And then I can take half of their possessions because I've become accustomed to a certain way of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being married to a circus attendee.
yep. Well, he did say there's a lot of rich people in the next town.
Yeah. That is true. That is true. Yeah, and that would be great because then they're going to have to like pay alimony to you after you get divorced.
Was it GeeklyCon Louisville when we went to that, did that open mic night?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
And there was the guy who had his whole act was marrying a chair on stage.
Yes.
I don't remember that, but I have a terrible memory.
I don't remember that at all.
I remember it vividly.
I think I must have wiped that from my mind.
That sounds funny.
And I'm assuming Barnabas is probably trying to pick Rourke's brain about just various circus performing things.
Oh, sure. General running and planning of said circus. This is where you should put food stands. This is optimal bathroom placement. You got to put it in the back. So.
But you know what? The bathroom's right next to the food stand because people want to eat and then shit.
No. You got to put the bathrooms as far away from anything as possible at the very back of the circus. So that way they have to go through the whole circus to get to the bathroom.
These are crazy ideas, but I do like them.
Upcharge everything by at least 5 tokens.
Tokens?
Well, whatever your money is. I didn't want to say dollars because that felt a little anachronistic, but...
Like gold pieces? Yes. Silver pieces? Yeah. Or are you suggesting...
I've never seen money before.
I don't know. We don't deal with money that much.
I've heard that there's other circuses that have... started using their own currency.
Screech bucks. Yeah. Ugh. I mean, if you want to get on the screech bucks train, that's really kind of the prime up and coming circus currency.
We could give attendees screech bucks. I'm okay.
Yeah, that's different. I'm not here right now.
Here either.
But like, is that, that's literally how the fucking like circus and fair and shit works. Yeah. You get fucking tickets, man.
We take their real money
and
give them our fake money that they can only use here. And they do not get their real money back if they don't use all of their fake money.
Isn't that dishonest?
No. That's a circus, baby.
Oh, great.
That's showbiz.
As long as you just, there's a sign up front that says it. Yeah. It's a really small font.
Well, yeah, so small.
Yeah.
Well, because it'd be illegal in gambling if you could cash it out.
But there's not, I mean, are there even rules about this? Who's making the laws here?
There are no rules at all.
Yeah. No rules, just right.
I mean, magic's illegal, but...
I was talking about doing magic.
Thank goodness. Anyway, are you going to perform at all?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like the idea of this clown juggler feud. But I feel like, I don't know, I'd have to be on the juggler side. Clown side?
You can be the clown side. You do whatever you want.
The clowns are fairly underrepresented at this point. Kind of got their asses kicked.
I will be a clown then. Look at me. I am the clown.
We have a damn blood feud in our family.
I pull out a dagger and start, like, I don't know, trying to twirl a dagger.
They got all mixed up after the jokester, too.
Yes, the jokester is our king.
Well, he's gone now, though.
What do you mean he's gone? Where'd he go?
No one knows. He's an enigma.
No, that's a riddle.
He just shows up when he wants to and causes trouble.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll cause trouble and make him come with us.
If he shows up again, I doubt he will. All right. The caravan continues.
Do the clowns hang out somewhere cool? Do we do something fun to, like... Trust falls.
Yeah, I want to see Rourke meet the clowns personally, selfishly.
Yeah, I also want to see that.
Yeah, well, I mean, so they kind of, you know, it's a traveling circus. It goes from if they're going through like a little village, like a tiny village, you know, they will just for funsies, everyone will like get out and like, you know, do dumb shit as they walk through town.
Hell yeah,
nice.
But other than that, it's, you know, then it's like. Just like Monday morning at the office and everyone's just sort of like meh as they're traveling along. but yeah, there's the jugglers all kind of hang out in the general juggle area. So if you want to talk to any of the jugglers, that's you're more than welcome to.
The clowns, or am I going to go infiltrate?
I meant the clowns. I got juggles on the brain.
Jugglers are my zone, Michael. You're trying to
Michael, you need to be careful. This is serious business.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm so sorry.
You're going to cause turf war.
Yeah.
Don't you dare call me a fucking juggler.
I didn't mean to.
It was a mistake.
I go up to the first clown I see and I give their nose a little honk.
You can't just do that.
You can't. That's the thing is you gotta go.
Are we married?
No, but if you really want to get married, I do have a possible avenue for that for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've got a friend. They're pretty attractive.
Wait. Tell me more.
What's your net worth?
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, you old Giggles Old Flapdoodle?
Giggles Old Flapdoodle.
That's my name, of course. Woof. I just fell over.
Wow. Watch out there, Giggles Old Flapdoodle.
Honk, honk. Honk, honk.
Honk, yeah. Honk, honk. Net worth? What does that mean?
How many honky noses do you have?
I just got the one, but I clean it most nights. We got started paying these last few weeks, and now I've got... two coppers.
Wow. Look at you.
Gonna spend them in town.
How?
Galen is asking you to describe Giggles of Flapdoodle.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a very important character.
I'll do that now. Giggles has very large feet.
Hell yeah. And, red curly hair.
A very red curly hair.
Face paint.
A very white face, except for a big honky nose, apparently. Uh-huh. And yellow and red striped outfit.
Okay, oh, yeah. I know this guy.
Are you loving it? Come on, let's go. Where are we going? I don't know. I'm getting married, I think.
I don't want to hard sell it. It's up to them, but maybe we could do a little like Love is Blind situation.
What's that?
Well, it's where you guys can talk and build the relationship without seeing each other. And then your relationship is built on trust and communication and nothing superficial.
Many of my past lovers have said that my voice is one of my strongest qualities.
And they were not wrong. There is something about your voice that...
Ooh.
That especially just really makes...
Who's this with sexuality?
I'm wet, baby. I'm wet. I'm going to fall off my damn chair.
You slide right off it.
Yeah, slide right off of it. Smells like an otter in here.
I think that Screech would love that. I'll set something up.
Great.
But in the meantime, have you heard about those fucking jugglers?
Oh, I want to kill those motherfuckers.
Me too.
Oh, no.
We should get the other clowns together and really show them what for and that you don't fuck with the clowns.
I know where they sleep, if you know what I mean.
No! I'm talking to my donkey, which I think's name is Lily or Rose.
I think Lily, that's
And I'm like, I just got a bad feeling about something. Anyways, let's continue eating these ferrets. They're not that bad.
Okay, well, how about we meet tonight? At like, I don't know, 12:30 in the morning.
By the light of the moon?
That very light. And you can show me where the jugglers sleep. I just realized I have an in on where the jugglers sleep also, but I think it's more fun and a little like more group bonding if you show me. And then I'll talk to Screech in the meantime and see if we can get you married, old Giggles.
All right. Well, this has been a fortuitous meeting. I came up and honked my nose, and I thought, well, this person's going to do something horrible to me, but now I'm getting married.
Maybe.
100%.
But if you cross me.
Huh?
Nothing.
Oh.
We're good.
Okay,
bye.
All right. Well, bye. See you later.
I go back to Screech.
Yeah, I've been trying my best not to have any opinions about this conversation until you specifically talk to Screech, but it's been very hard.
Yeah, I was also trying having a hard time being like, Rourke, you're trying to kill Celine, who is now the villain.
And your father.
No. See, here's the thing.
Stop
okay.
killing people.
Okay. So, actually, let's get the whole group around. Screech, I said Screech, but, you know, I think that this kind of involves everyone. So, I went and talked to Giggles.
I'm braiding Screech his hair.
You're braiding Screech's hair?
It's not very long. I don't think I can do it. I'm sorry. Oh, hey, Rourke, what's up?
Okay, so I kind of got the blood feud started with the clowns and the jugglers.
What? The what now?
The blood feud. Like, we're going to come kill a juggler, but just
what?
Put...
What?
Those are my guys now!
No, it's fine. Just put the one you don't. Like, there's... Okay, listen, there's
no,
four...
we solved the juggler!
There's four clowns, and I don't like half of them.
Isn't Chuck the king of the jugglers?
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, and I'm his number... Or his second in command now.
Cut off the head!
No! Wait, did you say there's only four clowns?
Yeah.
Michael, can I get a heads
be,
up?
That can't be right. There has to be more than four clowns.
Michael, can I get a... That can't be true. What you say? You sound crazy.
Rourke maybe has only seen four clowns.
That's all there are.
Yeah.
There might be more. I don't know how many jugglers there are. It's all been very vague.
Rourke, I dropped
I imagined like 15 jugglers.
Rourke, I dropped a very cool rock in this box. Can you try to get it out for me?
Okay.
And then I shove you in a box and I lock the damn box.
Yeah, you lock her in a box?
Yeah. Stop trying to kill people.
No, it's like, it's fine. It's fine. It's not you guys. And then we'll establish dominance.
No.
As the main people in the clowns.
We are a juggler family.
Well, I joined the clowns.
Screech is neutral.
Yeah.
But he also throws a lot of knives. So I feel like he's more of the juggler.
Yeah,
so I'm just saying.
So yeah, Rourke, I
can throw, I can't catch.
Yes, yeah, you're getting there.
It's just that these jugglers, I now have a deep bond with them because they let me know today that I can juggle, and this has changed my life. So I don't want any of them to die. And then secondly, Chuck and I are both on the side of the jugglers. Screech is neutral, and you're with the clowns. Therefore, we, the jugglers, win. Thank you.
Right. That's true. Because if you try to fight Celine and I, I'm not joking. We will bury you.
We don't want to do that.
Wow. I mean, I didn't say. I literally said I was not going to fight you guys. I was telling you so that you wouldn't get murdered, but.
Maybe.
Don't roll your eyes at me.
But you know what? Maybe we can turn this into something. The clowns, I am a little nervous about the clowns showing up thinking that they are going to kill someone.
Is that what you told them?
Because I think they're going to want to do that if you told them that.
That we're going to kill someone?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll just make a hay boy.
Okay. I mean, it worked.
Clowns are pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah, so we'll just, okay, all right, that'll work. We'll let him kill a hay boy and be like, we'll squash the beef, you killed one of ours.
And then we'll use that to have leverage. You're a genius, because you're obviously on the juggler's side, right?
Oh, yeah. Behind her back, she has her fingers crossed.
Michael, I want to roll insight.
Fully on the clown side.
Roll deception.
Me?
Yeah.
You go first.
You're the only liar.
I got a 20.
Damn.
No!
Damn. Because I think I got a 20.
Whoa.
What?
What?
Yes, I also got a 20.
Fuck.
That's great. I rolled a 12 plus 8.
You guys are having like a stare off right now. You're just like looking like into each other's eyes without blinking.
I'm not sure who wins.
Who's got the higher dex?
I mean, Chuck will probably let her win because he's like, well, all right, she's probably telling the truth. She's telling the truth.
Breaks immediately.
I have to beat hers by like 4 in order for it to get through. Well, I believe you. You would never kill someone because that's a fucking crazy thing to do.
That is crazy.
And you're not a crazy person. So there we go.
So not crazy.
Haven't we killed people in combat?
That's different. They were trying to hurt us and take our stuff.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
I did kill Billy Brown Braids, but you guys don't know about that, so.
Wait, what?
Rourke killed Billy.
Rourke says that out loud.
Yeah.
Say that out loud?
Allegedly.
Why'd you kill Billy Bonebrains? Tim's asking. That's a crazy thing to do.
Because I wanted his bones.
Why? When did you decide to make Rourke a sociopath?
Whenever I got necromancy.
Rourke didn't kill him. She just let him die.
Yeah, he ate a toe nail.
But you gave him that.
Yeah. I didn't make him eat it.
I have to kill you. We have to put it down. I'm going to mix player knowledge with character knowledge. We got to kill Rourke.
Like a rabbit animal.
Put a pillow over her face.
Fucking Regnier is going to tell me.
You haven't mentioned the arranged marriage yet, right? I'm trying to decide if I'm supposed to be mad.
No. I was just getting ready to. I was going to say it. And Screech, I met a clown there. Head of the clowns, actually. Like, top of the clowns. And they were...
Best clown.
Yeah, best clown. Best clown all around. They were interested in getting married. So I thought that maybe we could do a little experiment where you guys talk to each other, but you don't see each other until you decide to get married.
A clown?
Well, they're not a clown whenever they take the honky noise off, nose off.
Do they? Do we have any like reason to think that they ever do that?
No.
I'm not marrying another clown.
Another?
Who was the first one you married?
How many of your ex-wives are clowns?
You weren't married to a flapdoodle, were you?
A what?
A flapdoodle?
Yeah, at least two were clowns that I know of, but you can't always tell.
That's just a statistics thing, though.
Yeah.
That is a statistics thing, yeah.
That's yeah, that's a standard deviation.
1 in 10 people are clowns.
I mean, I guess if it's for the show, if it's going to help us kill the king of the jugglers. I lost the thread. I don't know what we're going.
That's me.
Yeah.
No.
Who can tell who it is?
Not to be rude, but everyone that works at the circus is poor as hell.
Well, they're going to start getting a living wage.
And they're fucking clowns. They're dirty and weird.
Honestly, we should be turning our sights on the rich people in the next town we're going to. That's where we want to get our money.
He's
going to
marry a rich person in the town, not some dirty ass clown.
I just said I'd bring it up. They wanted to get married. You were looking to get married. 1 and 1 is 2.
They wanted to get married, huh?
50% of something is better than 100% of nothing.
Right.
If that's I get so a couple true.
Of those, damn, that's so true.
If I get like a little like flower seltzer spritzer that I can wear on my lapel,
that's true.
It'll be worth another failed marriage.
Yes.
I like how so sure you are. You're like, I'm going to get divorced. I love getting divorced.
The scientific method of and observing so far, he's going to get divorced.
He's going to get statistically.
You got to make a few omelets if you want to break some eggs.
That is true.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So the sun is, it's pretty high up in the sky. You look up and kind of blinking at it, and you're like, it's
stop staring at the sun.
That's so bright. And then you realize that some sort of insane predator is flying at you using the sun as whatever thing where they can't see them because
cover.
They're flying with the sun behind them.
Cover.
But it looks like a really, you're like, is that a dragon? And you're like, oh no, it's not a dragon. It doesn't, arms situation is different. And then the episode ends.
What?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Just get randomly attacked at the circus? What kind of world is this?
At the circus? On a fucking
I can't believe the circus is being attacked like this.
Well, it might be nothing.
The circus is constantly under attack.
I never thought predators would attack my circus.
You're so addicted to a cliffhanger. You're like, what if I had been a guy?
He's got like a big like sting around his tail too. I won't tell you what it is though.
Okay. Thank you for coming to our beautiful stream and listening to our beautiful podcast every single Tuesday, and only on Tuesday we stream on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. If you join us in the stream, you can win some Die Hard dice. dieharddice.com. You can enter the offer code at checkout dragons with an exclamation mark, and you get 15% off your entire order, and we get a kissy of it.
Congratulations to
proper cactus, you have won the day.
It's a proper cactus, mate.
Oi!
Oi! It's a cactus, isn't it?
Oi, bruv!
That's a Welsh cactus.
The infamous Welsh cactus.
Oi! Give your hair a wobble, proper cactus. It can't send you a... Can't send you a fucking direct message. All right. Well, gosh, thank you, everybody. What a wonderful time we've been having.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do that on social media. My favorite, I love X.
Hell yeah.
Ew.
So good.
Hell yeah.
X.
That's where the pussy in bio is.
That's where the pussy is.
Pussy is in bio.
That's where my ass in bio is.
You know, I used to love it when people would send rose gold to me, and now I love it when spam bots like those posts from ages ago.
Oh my God, dude. So funny.
That seems to be what most of my interactions are on Twitter.
No.
And you can find me there. First you can find us all there at Geekly Inker at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers, and I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
There's a sleep.
I'm asleep. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. And I'm guesting now again on various Magic Commander streams. So keep your little ears out for that. Or if you see a Magic, the Commander streamer or whatever that's looking for guests, tag me.
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Shee.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Then check out these other Geekling shows like Dear Internet, the D20 Wayward Day Show. Oh, my God. D20 Day Show Wayward Shores, Naruto Reviewdo, No Page Unturned, Taverns and Caverns, Vanguards of the Veil, and Welcome to St. Paxton. If you love the work that goes into the show, then you'll want to make sure to follow our editor, David, on Twitter at SpudCam. Want to support the show? The best way is to join our Patreon, where you can get ad-free episodes and so much more. Join now at patreon.com/dndpodcast. This year, don't miss out on our 10th anniversary 24-hour charity stream happening on April 27th through the 28th, benefiting the Trevor Project. After you finish choosing side juggler or clown, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
That was random. Remember that?
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.